Maybe we're all alone.
Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here, 18th floor at 303. And that, what you just heard, was Jesse W. Johnson. He is a singer-songwriter, and he's got a gig on Thursday, July 26th. We'll give you all the details on that. It's at Empty Bottle. He's been on the show before, and I want to welcome him back live in the studio. Jesse, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, nice. You like the digs?
Oh, my gosh. It's so nice here. This is really cool.
And you got a great view here. There's this building right here behind me.
Uh-huh.
There are lots of people who stay up late and don't have their clothes on.
I heard that earlier, yeah.
In this building. So, it gets a little interesting right around 3, 4 in the morning.
Yeah, scenic.
Exactly. I've said several times that there are times when I feel like Jimmy Stewart while I'm in here.
Oh, yeah.
So, hey, welcome back, man.
Oh, thanks for having me.
It's good to see you.
It's great to be back.
What's been happening?
Wow, so much stuff. Yeah, a lot of gigs, a lot of booking. I'm playing a tour next month. I'm really excited about.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. That's going to be fun, huh?
Yeah.
How often do you get out on the road?
We try to do a tour with the band every year, like a couple weeks, and then I do like one by myself usually, mm-hmm. too.
Tell me about the band first.
Yeah, totally. So right now we're playing as a four-piece, me on guitar. We've got my buddy Yusu, he plays viola and synthesizer. We're incorporating a lot of that into the music now, which is exciting for mm-hmm. me. My buddy Tim and Matt, they kind of rotate on bass. And then Dane is playing drums, but he just broke his arm.
Oh, no.
So our old drummer, Zach, is returning to the fold for this next show.
How'd he break his arm?
He was on the 4th of July. He was doing some dirt biking, and he got into a bad spill. So actually broke his arm, fractured a rib, and cracked a vertebrae.
Whoa!
He got into a bad accident.
Oh, that's terrible.
He's doing okay.
He's doing okay, but he's recovering.
It's going to take him a minute.
It's going to take a while.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, at least you had a backup drummer who can step in.
We did, yeah. Zach, he actually recorded on our last record and everything, so I've played with him a long time and love playing with him. I just wish it was under better circumstances.
Sure. Yeah, that's terrible. I feel bad for him. But that's Jesse W. Johnson in Coyote Screams.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah, that's your band. That's cool. And then you do some solo stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
The gig that you're doing on the 26th, that's the band, right?
Definitely the
band. Full band. Okay, yep. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about your background, how you get started in music. And we talked a little bit about this in the past. But for people who haven't, you've been on once a year for 3 years now.
I know.
That's how it's kind of worked out.
It's a tradition.
Yeah. So give everybody a little background on how you got started in your love of music and stuff.
Totally. My earliest remembrance of getting super into music is listening to Don Henley and Phil Collins cassette tapes, like I Can't Dance and stuff like that. And I would actually dance around the living room, like the dining room table, as a kid in my underwear. And
listening
to
Phil Collins.
Oh, yeah. I had a great time. In fact, I don't know why I don't do that now. Probably put a smile on my face when I need it.
So that's when it started. You were listening to cassette tapes of those kind of.
Yeah, and I didn't even really think about playing music for a long time until I started listening to the Beatles, and I saw Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young play a concert. My parents took me. They introduced me to all that stuff, which is great. But at that concert, I was like, who's that one guy playing all the awesome songs? And it was Neil Young. And then then that made me want to play guitar, and then I kind of took it from there.
Yeah, we've talked about our mutual admiration for Neil Young. I think one of the greatest singer-songwriters that's ever lived.
Oh, totally.
And, you know, has such an interesting career and, you know, had a little misstep there in the early 80s. When he went techno for
some
a little
weird
while.
Weird stuff.
Weird stuff. But then, like, you know, just, and the influences that this guy, I mean, he's, you know, he's partially responsible for grunge.
Oh, totally.
It's like him and Sabbath. That's like a combination of him and Sabbath.
Yeah.
And you have grunge.
He's got such an influence on folk and like rock
everything.
Stuff. And yeah, and a lot of stuff too. And I even, some of that weird 80s stuff I totally love too.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I've not really gone back and revisited those weird two or three albums in a row that were a little bit weird. But then, you know, Keep on Rocking in the Free World was like late 80s, 89.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was when it was like, oh, Neil's back.
Yep.
And he's been strong ever since.
Totally, totally.
Yeah, now he's one of the best. He's one of the best. That's cool that your parents took you to see. How old were you when you went to go see Crosby, Stills,
Nash? Oh, gosh. I was probably like 15, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from Springfield, Illinois.
Right. Now, did you see him in Springfield? Was that...
We didn't. I think we saw him in St. Louis.
Oh, in St. Louis.
It was like the it was in 2000. It was like their reunion tour.
We've talked a little bit about this before. What's the music? What was the music like in Springfield? What was it like to be? Was there
still
a music scene?
There?
Was there? Yeah.
Oh, totally. There was a music scene. Yeah, there's still a great music scene there. But yeah, when I was in high school, there was a lot of like punk bands playing around.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really play that music, but I went and checked out the shows and stuff. And I just was like, oh, this is great. I want to play shows like this. And hopefully they like my music because it was different than that.
Yeah.
But yeah, now there's some amazing bands and playing like more like indie kind of rock mm-hmm. and folk rock stuff that is really cool.
Now, when you were growing up, what was radio like in Springfield?
Well, my favorite station was like a classic rock station. There was probably like three or four main stations in Springfield, and that was about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I always listened to.
Do you remember the call letters?
Yeah, it was 100.5 WIMG.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
And they were your typical classic rock.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And I think they're still there, and I like my car still has that as the number one thing.
That's your preset?
Yeah, so I just never changed it. And whenever I go back there, I just hit that.
Just hit that and go right back to see some Bad Company.
Totally. Exactly. That makes me want to like drive back to Springfield right now.
When did you come to Chicago?
Oh, 2010. Mm-hmm. It was like right after college. Some of my friends and I were playing music and they're in Champaign. And they were from here, so I decided to move up here and play mm-hmm. music with them, and I have been here ever since.
Did you go to school in Champaign?
Yes, yeah, U of I.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Yeah, that's we were talking about some of those old days. My friends went there. I didn't go. I would go down every weekend to drink.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go on Green Street. And,
totally.
And all my friends went down there. They were in there in the mid to late 80s.
Okay.
So that's when we were hanging out the most down there.
Oh, yeah.
And... I don't know if I mentioned this with you before, but we used to go to a bar called O'Malley's.
Uh-huh.
And every night at midnight, they would play American Pie.
Yeah.
And everybody would get loaded and sing along to American Pie. That was like the tradition at O'Malley's. And I don't think O'Malley's is there anymore.
Yeah.
I don't think it was there when you were there either.
I don't think it was, but I definitely have been around a bar there where that has happened.
Yeah. That was a nightly tradition at O'Malley's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And I can't stand that song. So it was 7 minutes of my life gone down the drain.
Exactly.
So hang on, okay, Jesse?
All right.
Jesse's going to hang out with us. Jesse W. Johnson is with us. He's working on a new album. We'll tell you about that. He's also got a benefit gig that we'll give you all the details on, and we're going to hear a couple of live songs. That's all coming up after the news, which is next. Everybody, that's Jesse W. Johnson that you hear. It's Nick DiGiulio here live in studio here on the 18th floor at 303 Wacker. We're here till 5 a.m. Two for Tuesday. Get your requests in now. One artist, two songs. We'll play them later. So get them lined up at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's also our number for talk and text. We're going to talk about fan letters. If you ever sent a fan letter to anybody and got something in return or any of that kind of stuff, and weird traditions in other states and game show talk as well. That's all coming up right here on WGN. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. That was Jesse W. Johnson, who's live in studio with me. Jesse, welcome back.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, man. Let's talk a little bit about what we were hearing there. What was that?
So that song's called Hangover Heaven. It's on my record American Dumpster. which I'm actually wearing a t-shirt of.
Yes,
right
you
now.
Are. Yes.
Promoting my own brand, I guess. But yeah, and that record has a lot of viola on it by Yusu that I was talking about. That's super cool. I was actually just talking to my friend Tim about that song the other day, and because it was one of his favorites, and he was asking me when I wrote it and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those songs that just kind of like came out. I just started playing guitar, and I sang it and recorded a demo of it. And I think it was probably like 2/3 of the way done, and that doesn't happen a lot. A lot of times it'll just be like a little part of a song, and then I'll have to keep adding to it.
Right.
But that one, I really don't have a lot of memory of it because it just happened so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Must have really needed to come out of me.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Well, let's talk about when you first started. When did you first start playing guitar? When did you first start getting into it? At around what age?
I was 16 when I started playing guitar. And yeah, I just like it took over my life for years. And it's still, taking over. But I just like locked in myself in my room for years and was just trying to play along with records or write my own songs. It took over my life. And mm-hmm. I just like what I really wanted to do was write my own songs and sing them.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me a long time to start doing that. But yeah, that's like all I wanted to do.
Yeah, now when you first started playing, did you end up were you in a lot of bands like in high school and after and during and during that? Were you in a bunch of bands?
I played in a couple of bands. I never actually played in a lot of bands at the same time. I've always been pretty focused on doing my own songs and stuff.
Yeah.
But I have played in some other people's bands, like played lead guitar and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
and that's really fun to do. But for the most part, I've pretty much been solely focused on my own stuff.
Are you working on stuff now?
Totally. Mm-hmm. I've got a new record's worth of material. We haven't recorded it yet. It's just been written. And I'm really looking forward to recording that.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to record it in December, but I think since Dane, our drummer, just broke his arm, we might be pushing that back
a
little bit further.
Right.
But that's fine. That'll give us a little more time to cook up another new song or just work on the arrangements.
Yeah. Now, are we going to hear any of these songs on Thursday the 26th?
Totally, yeah. The songs I'm gonna play, definitely, and the ones that we just were listening mm-hmm. to, those will be
American Dumpster.
Too. Totally, yeah.
And that's Thursday, July 26th. You're going to be performing a concert benefiting Traffic Free, and this is at the Great Empty Bottle.
I love the Empty
Legendary
Bottle.
Legendary Room at 1035 Northwestern Avenue. In Chicago, Empty Bottle. Now, tell us about the benefit. It's for Traffic Free.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I just got involved with Traffic Free. They're a nonprofit here in Chicago that works to fight against human trafficking. And they have a drop-in center, which is like one of the only ones of its kind to kind of stand in the gap and provide immediate tangible services for victims of like commercial sexual exploitation. I didn't really know a lot about human trafficking before I saw a presentation about it that was given by the founder of the organization, and it just kind of blew my mind.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. And Chicago's it's like a hub city, and a lot of stuff happens around here because there's so many things coming and going and people coming through. So I joined the associate board there. And I kind of help do marketing and some of the events for them, just like helping out with it. And I have been wanting to do a benefit concert for a long time, so it seemed like a great thing to do it for. And I'm really excited about it. The other bands that are playing with us are super cool, too.
Who are the other bands?
Mutts from Chicago. They're mm-hmm. awesome. And Impulsive Hearts from Chicago. And we also have DJ Michael. He's like opening up the night while people are coming in.
Yeah.
And he's amazing too, and he's done some stuff for Traffic Free. But yeah, I feel really strongly about this cause, and I'm excited, and I hope that we get a great turnout.
Good
for the
show.
Good
for you, man. Good for you. All right. Well, that's going to be Thursday, July 26th at Empty Bottle. JesseWJohnson.com for more information, and we'll have a link up on our Facebook page so people can check that out. It's for a good cause, and you're going to hear some great music. All right, you ready to play a little tune for us?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, man. What are we going to hear?
Oh, this song's called Hearts Go Out.
Hearts Go Out. Okay. Jesse W. Johnson, everybody, live on WGN.
on the cars up in the drive. No one's getting out alive. Take all that you can get. Still you let me live. Being kids in their minds, we'll never leave it behind. You cannot climb out. All hearts go out. You cannot climb out. And all hearts go out to them now. Let them all bleed and breathe into me. The wind in the weeds, no feeling left for them now. Burn it out on the grass, we'll never make it past. You cannot climb out. Go out. You cannot come out. And our hearts go out. Never could I ever imagine a time slip out of the darkness where I can't find a light. And I know all hearts go out. Never could I ever imagine a time slip out of the darkness where I can't find a light. And I know all hearts go out. All hearts go out. All hearts go out. All hearts go out. Hearts go out, and all hearts go out. Our hearts go out to them now.
Great, man.
Thank you.
Really, really great. Tell me about the origin of that one.
Oh, gosh. I started writing that song, and it was kind of weird because it felt like I was singing from the point of a serial killer that was like, he can't stop doing something. And then, which I thought was really strange. But I do listen to a lot of true crime stuff, so
right.
It crept in there somehow.
Sure, man.
But then I started thinking more about it. I didn't really try to do this, but it just kind of happened when I started playing it more, is it kind of turned into a little bit of like the perspective of a kid at a school shooting, which is very topical.
Yeah.
So it's for me, it's kind of a weird mix of those two things, which ends up happening for me. A lot of times I'll start writing something and I'll be thinking about something, but then I'll think about something else and it'll be kind of two things mixed together.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit topical, but I don't think it's like heavy-handed, hopefully. So I like it a lot, and it's easy for me to feel some emotions when I'm singing that.
Yeah, yeah, you can tell. Really nice stuff, man.
Thank you.
Really good. What is your sort of writing process like? Do you try and write every day? Do you try to take time and write, or is it just natural?
Yeah, it's usually I write when I'm rehearsing. I'll start to rehearse stuff. And then I'll just kind of go off. I'll like, oh, that sounds cool. And then I'll just start playing something. I have to be disciplined about just playing. And if I'm disciplined about playing and rehearsing or just whatever, then stuff tends to come out. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll have a dry spell for a little bit and nothing comes out.
Yeah.
But then I kind of feel like during those times I'm just experiencing and living, and then eventually that'll come out.
Right.
So I do have to be disciplined about making sure that I'm playing, and I do set time aside to write. But for me, it's like when I pick up an instrument and start playing it, that's usually just when stuff starts coming out.
So Empty Bottle on Thursday the 26th, and it's a benefiting Traffic Free, a Chicago nonprofit that supports survivors of human trafficking. And that's at 1035 North Western Avenue at the Empty Bottle. JesseWJohnson.com for more information. And yeah, and you're going to have your full band there that night.
Yeah, we are. I'm really excited about it.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like it's going to be a big night. I mean, a lot of fun, lots of other bands, and you got a DJ and everything. That sounds like it's going to be a good night.
Definitely. I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah, Traffic Free is such a cool and wonderful organization. And yeah, we're also going to have like raffle prizes there too and stuff. So I think it's going to be a great night.
Going to be a fun night. Yeah, that's very cool. No, it's at Empty Bottle. And Empty Bottle, as we've talked about, is a great room. What are some of your favorite places that you've played here and in and around the Chicago area?
Oh, Empty Bottle's definitely up there for me. I love, I played at Lincoln Hall, which was amazing.
That place is unbelievable.
Yeah.
They did it right. I mean, acoustically.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's nuts. I mean, it's really nuts. It used to be the Three Penny Cinema.
Oh, yeah?
It used to be a movie theater called the Three Penny Cinema.
I could see that.
And they reopened it, you know, and, mm-hmm. and they did a great job with it. Remarkable.
It's so awesome. Yeah. Other than that, like I love playing at Subterranean, and one of my favorite places to play like smaller stuff or by myself is Cafe Mustache in Logan Square.
Mm-hmm.
It's a super cool bar that has really great music there, and they're super nice and
very
stuff.
Cool. Now, speaking of Lincoln Hall, have you played Shubas?
So I still haven't played Shubas.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
I just like went straight to Lincoln Hall.
You went straight to Lincoln Hall. Well, they're both great venues. They're both booked by the same guys,
for sure.
Too. So, but yeah, that's cool. Okay, that's Jesse W. Johnson, everybody. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk more, and then we're going to hear yet one more live song right here in studio. It's Nick DeGilio on 720 WGN. We got more with Jesse coming up right after this. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. That's got a distinctive Neil Young sound to it right there.
Oh, for sure.
God bless you.
I don't have any shame admitting
that. Yeah. Jesse W. Johnson is with us, singer-songwriter, all-around cool guy, talented musician, and he's playing a benefit on Thursday, July 26th with his band, and it's benefiting Traffic Free, which is a Chicago nonprofit that supports survivors of human trafficking, and it's at the Great Room, the Empty Bottle, on Thursday the 26th on Western Avenue. Welcome back, man.
Thank you so much.
After your couple weeks after you play this gig, you're going on tour.
I am.
And I got the dates in front of me here. This is a pretty significant tour here.
It's cool.
Yeah. And you're going to be, starting in August, you'll be in Ottawa.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going up to Canada.
Yep.
Now, some of these places, have you ever played these places before? Or are these all new?
I haven't really. I haven't played in Canada before. I actually have another couple of shows that were kind of last minute that came through before that. So I'll be in Canada around the Toronto area before I go to Ottawa and also Montreal and then heading over to the East Coast. But yeah, I've never played in Canada.
Have you been to Canada?
I have been to, BC a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never been up around Toronto or Ottawa or Montreal.
Toronto's cool.
Toronto's
very, very, very cool. I've been to Canada a few times. Toronto, I've been to Toronto three times.
Yeah.
All three times for Hawks games.
Okay,
when they were playing the Leafs. We went up, you know.
Oh, I bet that was amazing.
Yeah. You know, they only won once out of the three times.
Okay.
So, and we would, you know, I remember one specifically in like 87 we went up, and it was the playoffs. And
okay.
So we go up to see the Hawks play the Leafs, and we're all hawked out. Like, we've got jerseys, we've got the signs, the whole thing. and they got killed. And the fans they're Canadian, so they're not mean.
Okay,
but they were having a good time,
right?
Ribbing us.
Sure.
If I remember correctly, I think the score was like 6-1.
Oh,
yeah, the Hawks got mangled. But no, it's beautiful up there. It really is. You're going to be hitting Boston. You're going to hit in Salem, Brooklyn, Dayton, Ohio, and then your hometown. Then you go back to Springfield.
Totally. Yeah.
The Butternut Hut.
Yep.
That's the name of the place.
Yep.
Well, what's that? Have you been there?
Oh yeah, it's my parents' favorite bar to hang out at.
Oh, okay, cool.
And they're friends, and I'm friends with the bar manager and everybody there. And it's such a cool, like it's a smaller bar.
It's got a great name.
It got an amazing name. It's been around for a long time.
Cool.
And they have a really awesome outdoor, or it's kind of like a half outdoor, kind of like closed in stage.
Yeah.
And yeah, we have a blast playing there. It's
cool.
So much fun.
And then back to Chicago at the Burlington Bar right here in Chicago, and that'll be in September.
Yep.
Awesome. So that sounds great. Before you play your last song here, I always ask this question. I asked you this already, but people might not know.
Sure.
First album you ever bought?
Oh, this was Meredith Brooks CD.
I'm a bitch.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the one.
That's the one. Okay, that was your first one, first concert.
Dan Fogelberg.
Dan Fogelberg.
Yeah.
I saw Dan Fogelberg at Ravinia.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, I used to love that guy. I liked his, he had those really corny love songs.
Oh, for sure.
Which I loved. I loved that. And he was taken from us too soon, Dan Fogelberg.
I know.
He was great. That's cool, Dan Fogelberg.
That was actually a really cool show. That was right before I kind of got into playing music. So
yeah.
I was like, oh, this is interesting.
Singer-songwriter, man.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, what are we going to hear?
Okay, this song is called Everybody Sucks, and it's a brand new song. And, here it goes.
Okay, Everybody Sucks. Here we go.
Talk about the present like it was the past. Nothing that you love will ever last. Tell me about the time you drove so far, trying to get away in your parents' car. Well, you and I could try to break it down. Turning all the lights in this town upside down, down, down. Down, down, down. Down, 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 down. Taking all the lights so you can see. Don't ever say it was all on me. You and I tried to make our plans as we watched the world fall through our hands. You and I could try to break it down. Down to the ground. down, 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 down.
Great, man.
Thank you.
Really great. Really, really great. All right. That's Jesse W. Johnson on Thursday, July 26th. You can hear him and his band playing at The Empty Bottle, and it's for a great cause. It's benefiting Traffic Free, which is a Chicago nonprofit that supports survivors of human trafficking. JesseWJohnson.com for more information. We have a link on our Facebook page. Great to see you. By the way, since the last time I saw you, that is a substantial beard, my friend.
Thank you so much. This is the longest I've had.
That's the best, man. You didn't have that the last time you were here last year, but that's a very substantial and very impressive beard, my friend.
I appreciate it.
Okay. All right. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more. We're going to be talking about you sending fan letters. Have you ever sent a fan letter, and what happened? Did you get anything in return? We got a story related to that, and then we'll open up the phone lines and the text lines. It's also 2 for Tuesday. Get those requests in, too. 312-981-7200. The news is coming up in just a couple seconds.